Blog Talk Radio.
Just maybe.
Okay. These are the top results.
There's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Trying to find your feelings.
telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm motion turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Here we are once again, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Everybody know what it is. It's Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And we're going to bring him on in a minute. We know we always have a little technical difficulties, live performances. That's the way it go. But nevertheless, we're going to get a brother a hand. We're going to bring him right on. Dr. Ben, you're here.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Glad to be here as well. And I'm glad to have our folks on the line, you know, and I'm glad to see that, you know, people are joining in with us in spiritual unity, and that's what's going to really have a huge impact on our community, us coming together and wanting to see some great, awesome, and amazing things in our new reality that we're going to be able to bring about. So again, I'm very thankful to see that we can come together in spiritual unity to, you know, really bring about some positive things. So some people might say, hey, why are you guys even coming together in spiritual unity? What is that going to accomplish? What can you do in spiritual unity? We're talking about bringing positive change in our community. How can you do that through spiritual unity? Well, the thing about it is this. I know we've been brainwashed to see that, you know, we just don't have the ability to really deal with spirituality and make anything happen. But that's not true at all. That's a lie that's been told, and we unfortunately do believe the lies that have been told to us over the years. And then we get caught up into not even seeing the power of God or Christ in our ability to bring about positive things. Because as I said to you before, in the past, we were in a situation where there was a huge gang war, even here in New York, and a lot of kids were being killed because of that gang war. But the beautiful thing about it was that we were able to come back and deal with that and cause a lot of positive change to come about by coming together in spiritual unity to be able to really bring some positive change to our community. But when you're stuck in seeing yourself as a limited person that only has very limited ability, that's when very limited ability will come about. But when you start to see that your physical actions as well as your spiritual actions can bring about some huge and dynamic change in your lives and in the lives of others, that's when things can really, really have some serious, serious change that can come about, not only for you as an individual, but also for folks in your community as well. And that's why we need to know that coming together in spiritual unity and utilizing the awesome and amazing and spectacular spiritual power of God and Christ, working together in unison with that, we can definitely bring about some positive change. But we have to know that that change can not only maybe come about, but that it definitely can come about. And once we see things from that perspective, that's when these things will come about. But the bottom line is, once again, we must fill our minds and our hearts with faith and with a state of knowing that this can truly come about. Because when it does, that's when all these great and wonderful things will start to show, you know, some dynamic things for us. But the thing about it is, us coming together in spiritual unity is something that we've done in the past, and we've got good results off of that. because, as I said, you know, with the gang war situation in New York, we've dealt with it. And when we did come together on the spiritual side of things, that's when we actually started to see some great results come about. Because when we started to really visualize and see an ending of the gang wars coming about, when we started to pray and actually ask God's greatness and spectacular energy to please go before us and to bring about some positive change for us, that's when things did come about. And all I can say to you is that, you know, by us utilizing that spiritual power, we can definitely bring about some positive change. And we just need to not only know that it can happen, but we have to have faith that fills our minds and that fills our hearts with the determination and the ability to see that we can create a brighter opportunity for us. And we definitely can. But again, in order for these great and wonderful opportunities to come our way, we have to have the faith to believe that they can happen. And in having that faith and in having that knowingness that it's already been done, that's when we're going to start to see awesome and amazing things start to come down the road for us. And what are some of the things that we need to do to maximize our ability in spiritual unity? Is one of the things I just mentioned, having serious amount of faith and knowingness in our heart and mind, and knowing that this can really happen and have a huge impact on bringing about positive change in our lives. And if we start to see things from a very confident and knowing perspective, and also start to see our true identity, not just as limited human beings that can accomplish with so little, but also seeing ourselves as God beings, as Christ had said, and even Lord Jehovah. He said something very powerful, Lord Jehovah. He said, hey, you are made in the likeness and the image of God. He didn't say, you are very limited and you can't accomplish much, so don't even try. He didn't say that. He said that you are made in the likeness and image of God. And in someone saying that to you, especially when it's not just a person that's talking out the side of their mouth, we're talking about the same God that Jesus worshiped, which was Lord Jehovah. That God told the people that were his followers and told the world that ye are God beings, because you can actually focus on raising your consciousness to higher heights and deeper depths in God. But the only thing is, you need to know that you're made in God's image. You're made in God's likeness. And being that you are, it's not going to be a hard or difficult thing for you to do, but it's going to be something that you have the ability to do. But if you don't know it, then how can you ever show it? And that's a real serious part of one of the big problems. A lot of our people don't even know that we have these abilities. But when God tells you that you do have that ability, that's when you need to wake up and awaken your spiritual self and know for a surety that you can accomplish awesome, great, and spectacular things. And one thing that Jesus even said that was very powerful and very, very strong was that he said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And when you think about the background of what were the things that Jesus did, he just wasn't a janitor, or he wasn't someone that, you know, was a horseback rider or something like that. He was a son of God that actually did things that were awesome and amazing that many people you don't see in the world doing today. And the only reason why is because they're not even awakened to the fact of their true identity. And the other thing is that Jesus said, even in regards to Lord Jehovah, which was the God that he worshiped, he said, I and my Father are in oneness. when you say you're in oneness, that means you're in harmony. You're in dealing with him in a harmonious way. It's not like you're saying, hey, Lord Jehovah, I don't care what you got to say. I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Jesus never said that. He said, I am in oneness with God. And when he was saying that, he was talking about how he and Lord Jehovah were in harmony with one another. And when you become in harmony with God and want to do things that can not hurt and destroy people, but can help people and uplift people and improve their lives, then the Lord will have no problem in helping you to activate your God-given power. But if you're going to come around and just say, no, no, I want to take advantage of people, I want to, you know, sell drugs, I want to start a prostitution house, I want to do this, that, and the other, I want to start a murder-incorporated business, I want to do all these crazy and terrible things, God is not going to say, okay, I love the fact that you're going to, you know, kill all these people and start a prostitution house and use drugs to make millions of dollars and kill people doing that as well. He's not going to say, I love that. He's going to say, no, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to be involved with that. He said, if you are going to deal with receiving and activating your God-given power, you must be in harmony with me. You must be in oneness with me. And if you're in oneness and in harmony with me, then I have no problem with sharing with you the ability for you to activate your God-given power. And that was the thing. When Jesus said, the things I do, you can do and even more. Some of the things that Jesus did was so phenomenal, it had many people falling out their chair when they were looking at how spiritually powerful Jesus was, because he had the ability to disappear, to reappear. He had the ability to resurrect the dead. I'm talking about someone that whose heart stopped beating, who no longer was breathing, and everybody around that person knew that they were dead. But yet Jesus came to them a few days after their death, not a few seconds after their heart stopped beating. I'm talking about a few days later, and he resurrected them from the dead. And that was a great, awesome, and amazing thing, because you have doctors today that don't even have the ability to resurrect the dead. They might be able to help to save people's lives that are on their way to dying, but after they die, 9 out of 10, that's it. They're not going to be able to do that. But when you have a Son of God who has the spiritual power and the ability that Lord Jehovah had blessed them with, that individual who was named Jesus the Christ has the power and the ability to actually even resurrect the dead. And that was great. I mean, not only that, but he did a number of other things. You know, he gave vision back to the blind. He gave hearing back to the deaf. He also, even at a time when he went up into the mountains with his disciples and he was going to preach to his followers, and he had thousands of followers that followed him up into the mountains there. But the only problem that there was, his disciples brought food, but it was just enough to feed him and the disciples. It wasn't enough to feed the thousands of people. But Jesus just clapped his hands 3 times, and he had enough food that was manifested off of that clap that actually allowed him to feed all of those followers that were there. So it just goes to show you that Jesus had awesome and amazing power that could do many awesome and amazing things. And the beautiful thing about it, he was telling us, guess what? You have that ability as well, but you have to be in oneness with God, in oneness with me. And if you are in oneness with God and with me, then those types of abilities can and will be activated within you. You can give the vision back to the blind. You can resurrect the dead. You can give the hearing back to the deaf. You can do a lot of amazing and wonderful things. But the problem is, when you've been brainwashed to see yourself as a limited person that can't accomplish hardly anything, then when you hear The ability to resurrect the dead, I can do that. The ability to give vision back to the blind, I can do that. The ability to give hearing back to the what? Are you crazy? I can't do those things. And unfortunately, we put up a brick wall of doubt that separates us from being in harmony with God and with Christ. And therefore, that's one of the main reasons why so many of us can't tap into that power. But once we open our minds and hearts to realize that we have the ability to do these things as well, but we have to have the faith and the confidence and the knowingness within our minds and within our hearts to know that our God-given power is there. All we have to do is believe it, and we can activate it and receive it. And once we start to see things from I know I can and I know I will and I know it has already been done, then you will start to see plenty of great, awesome, and amazing things come about. And that's what we need to do. Release all the fear and doubt and the lies that we've been told in the past about us being limited, and start to believe what God in Christ has told us, that we are made in the likeness and image of God, and that we are also able to achieve things that Jesus did and even greater things. And I know for many people that's hard to swallow, but guess what? It can be done. You have to believe it, and you will be able to achieve it. And one of the things that I do want to share with you is my own spiritual experience. When I first heard that Jesus said this and that Lord Jehovah said that as well, it really almost had me fall out my chair as well. But one of the things I said, you know what? I don't think these guys were alcoholics or druggies or anything like that, and they were just talking out the side of their mouth. I believe that what they said was really true. God was trying to tell us the truth about our true identity, and Jesus was as well. But in order for you to tap into that, you have to realize that this is something that can truly come about without a doubt. And once we start to see this by releasing all the fear and doubt from our mind and heart and come into a state of knowing, come into a state of believing it really can happen, that's when you will see the results. And one thing I will say, I'm very thankful, because when I started to say, hey, you know what? I really believe what they're saying is true, and I'm going to test this out and see, as a spiritual healer, if I can, you know, give vision back to the blind or give hearing back to the deaf or help people that are severely ill and on their way to leaving their body because they're about to die. I wonder if I can do those things, but I have the faith that I can because Jesus said it and so did the Lord. And when I reached out to do these things and utilize the healing power of Christ and God to give vision back to the blind, to give hearing back to the deaf, to help those who were on their deathbed and on their way out, Jesus came and allowed me to activate my spiritual power within and bring about the healing of those people that were really on their way out, and even those who were blind. And even those who were deaf, I was able to help quite a few people, and I'm very thankful. So I'm not saying that, no, it's all about me and Jesus and God didn't have nothing to do with this. I was just a great, spiritual, powerful brother. No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is I am giving all homage and praise to God and to Jesus for allowing me to experience something that I know many of us have never done. But the bottom line is that it can be done. Not only myself, but it can be done with all of us. But the bottom line is, for some, it's very difficult to get rid of that fear and doubt. But once we start to believe in the awesome and amazing power of God in Christ, that's when we're going to start to see a lot of wonderful things can actually manifest in our life. And we can definitely bring it about, without a doubt. Because once we start to see this without a doubt, that's when our goals and dreams will truly come about. But in order for those kind of things to really manifest in our lives, we have to raise our consciousness in knowing that this is not a joke that Jesus or Lord Jehovah had to say. This is a truth, very, very powerful truth. And when we come together with people who are conscious enough to know that we can make awesome and amazing things like this come about, and you coming together in spiritual unity, that's when you can do awesome and amazing things in our community. And all we need to do is just find brothers and sisters that are truly sincere in wanting to bring about positive change in our community by first becoming harmoniously in oneness, as Jesus said, with God and with Him. And once we can start to do that and really believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's when all these great and wonderful things can come about. Then the goals that we have in mind can really start to materialize. And I know some people, I couldn't even believe the conversations that came about from some folks recently. You know, one sister said to me, why would you want to save the lives of our children? That doesn't even make any sense. If they're knuckleheads and want to kill each other in gang wars and stuff, let them kill each other. Why are you helping them? And I'm like, what? I couldn't even believe that was coming out of somebody's mouth. And that really shocked me. But at the same time, when you see that, unfortunately, again, the brainwashing that we receive, that we shouldn't really help each other, we shouldn't really try to reach out and be a blessing to one another, but what we should do is try to destroy and to hate and to bring about a lot of negativity amongst one another. And that is something that we really do not need to follow up on. Even though that is what has been passed on to us that we should do, we don't need to stay down in the gutter of the devil's mindset. We can rise up, like I said earlier, and raise our consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ. And then we can start to reach out to help and to be a blessing and to show that we care about the lives of our children, about our adults, about our elders. It doesn't make a difference. We should show love and respect for our community, not hate and anger and trying to destroy each other either verbally or physically. We should try to help one another. We should try to be there to really show that we really care. And when we come together really trying to do this, we can definitely bring about some positive change. So all I can say at this point is helping to save the lives of our children is not a crazy or negative thing. It's a very positive thing, and we should not have any problems dealing with that. I know there are a few people that still do not feel harmoniously motivated to reach out and help our children or to help our people at all, but that's all right. There are going to be those that do not want to have anything to do with us coming together in spiritual unity and trying to be a blessing to our community. But for those of you who are spiritually and mentally conscious and know that these are things that not only we can do, but that we should be doing to help our people, that is what this should be all about. Not only just stopping our children from being killed, you know, by killing each other in these gang wars, but also stopping racist police officers that want to gun us down for no reason. And that has happened many times in many different states, in New York and in other states across the country where our black population exists. We have seen and heard and had witnesses in the whole nine yards to seeing police officers kill our people. And the sad thing about it is a lot of times going through the judicial system to get the results that you want to see can be very difficult because these police officers, no matter what they do, many times the judicial system backs them up and pats them on the back and says, oh, good, you did a good job. You just killed three niggers. That's good. And that's not how the judicial system should work. You know, just as if a police officer killed a white person, it should be a situation where it's like that police officer should go to jail for killing that white person for no reason. You know, it's different if, like, he has a gun and he's getting ready to pull it out, or a knife, or he's getting ready to do something to harm that police officer. That's a whole nother story. But many times with our people, we have, you know, been tied up with, you know, handcuffs and the whole nine behind our back and all of that, and we still get gunned down and shot, which doesn't make any sense. So these are things that we can change, but spiritually and coming in spiritual unity, we can definitely bring about some positive things. And another thing that's very important that our people have been, you know, our rights have been stripped away while good old Trump has been in office was the voting rights. In certain states down south, they have literally erased our opportunity to vote in certain states. And this is another racist thing that is very, very discriminatory towards our people, because they don't want us to be able to elect a governor, a senator, or even a congressman. They don't even want us, definitely not, to elect a president. They want us to be on the sideline and just be victims of whatever they want to see happen. But it doesn't have to be that way. We can make votes happen, and we can use spiritual unity to really bring about some positive situations in our community. And one thing also that is really powerful and needed in our community as well is, many times I've spoken on this, and that is the fact that when you leave our children out in the streets and there's nothing positive in the community that can help them or teach them positive things that they can do to improve their lives, then they end up getting caught up in a lot of the negative things that are out there hanging out on the streets, like selling drugs, getting caught up into these gangs, and doing a lot of other things that really are going to get them in nothing but trouble. And all I can say is, when we start to create community centers and things like that in different cities that we have, and allow our children to get involved in those community centers so they can learn different ways that they can improve and have a positive impact on helping their lives, that's when we can really, really bless them to not just survive, but live a happy, profiting, and wonderful life. And that's, they're worthy of it. They don't have to go into an early grave. They don't have to go into jail. They can live a positive and happy life. But we, as being in the community, have to reach out to help them. And even in Africa, it was said that it takes a whole village to raise a child, or it can even take a whole city to raise a child. And that means that that child is not only the child of that those two individuals that brought that child, you know, here, the mother and the father, but also that child is our child in regards to taking on the responsibility to trying to help that child to live a better and a positive life. And if we just turn our backs on them and say, ah, who cares what happens to them? Let them go to jail. Let them go in an early grave. Who cares? If we're going to have that negative mindset, which we really shouldn't have, then that's what's going to cause our children to suffer in a lot of negativity.
Okay, great, 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 wonderful words of inspiration and wisdom. Dr. Ben, we appreciate your knowledge. We're going to open up some of the mics. You have a tremendous amount of callers tonight, and we know that this particular person, this gentleman here, Reverend Curtis Walker, a.k.a. Curtis Blow, has a tremendous program, and he's doing tremendous things throughout the country here to develop and bring about unity in the community and bring people together to economic development and to bring them to justice and bring them economic opportunities. So we're going to bring in the man himself, Reverend Curtis Walker. We're going to give him a nice hand, and we'll bring him.
Yes, indeed, Brother Curtis. Could you share with us some things that you're feeling at this point?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for calling in. God is here with us. You know, they say when two or three or more are together in prayer, God shows up. And I feel the Spirit amongst all of us here tonight, and it is very important that we realize that we are all together in unity, in spiritual unity. And this is such a wonderful thing, because prayer changes things. It definitely changes things. I've been my testimony is I just had a heart transplant, and my family and everyone was praying for me, all of my fans around the world, and I don't call them fans anymore, I call them friends, and they have been praying for me nonstop since August of last year, and I finally got a heart donor in December. At the transplant, it was successful, and I am a walking, living, breathing testimony of the power of God. And just to make the statement, you know, God is still in the miracle business.
Mm-hmm.
So the power of prayer, the Holy Spirit, the great physician, and our Father in heaven, that Trinity came together, and I saw it materialize right before my eyes. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that those in Christ Jesus are new creations. All those old things have passed away, and all things become new. And that is me, because when you go through something like that, a traumatic experience, it changes you,
mm-hmm.
you know? It transforms you. I mean, I was a minister. I've been an ordained minister for about 14 years now. Mm-hmm. And so if you thought I loved God then, now I'm really... My faith is enhanced, you know, to an unbelievable level. So I'm here to let you know that God is real. God is able. God is all powerful. And I'm only here because of God's grace. And I thank you all. Now, getting to the gang violence, I want to say right quick, I don't know if I mentioned it last time we talked, last week, but there's a program called eSports. It is a video gaming program that we are trying to roll out. You know, my organization, the United Coalition for Humanity, and eSports is a part of that program or our organization, and it's geared. So I want you to check it out. Take down this website information. It's all there, and eSports.com. Just check it out, and you'll see. Because what it is,
the eSports. Sports. Or
eSports. Yes. What it is it's a video game competitions, like in a brick and mortar where kids can go and hang out and play video games, but not just that. They also have in the program different kinds of, let's say, academics, learning, financial planning, calculus, math, science, coding, STEM programs. So the kids can really get a lot out of the program, not just playing video games, but they can learn a whole lot. The Esports Academy. Yes, and so, yeah, you check it out. Let me see. What is the? Let me make sure that's it. The Esports Academy. Oh, wow. Silver Padilla is his name. But just look it up, everyone, and you'll find out that this is going to be an excellent program to keep the kids off the street. Like we say, you know, the idle hands are the devil's playground. So we got to keep these kids busy. And there are 892 million gamers in the United States. And these kids love it. And so we need to capitalize on it and make sure that we have something that is going to keep their minds occupied at the same time they can learn. It's an education as well as video games and sports and entertainment. So
great.
The competitions, kids could join up and win $1,000, $500 at a time, you know, in the competitions with video games and learn how to play the video games as well. So it's a great program. So check it out, and I think it will be great for us. That's all I got to say. Thank you
now,
for
the,
your time.
I want to make sure the for the eSport is eSportAcademy.com in order to...
I'm trying to find it myself. eSport.
Okay, so you can put eSportsAcademy.com, and you can try eSports.com. That way you can try both ways and see that you get in there.
Yes.
Great. Great, great.
I'm online right now.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. That is so great. Great for the youth to get involved as well. And we're going to open up 718-350. 718-350.
Yes, esports.com. That's it.
Okay.
I'm on the esports right now.
Sports with an S? Or
it's
got
an S.
Sports with an S?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, people, it's esports, S-P-O-R-T-S. .com.
Yes, sir.
Right. Give that information to your children and all the children in your life, and so they can get to some positive activities. And like Reverend Walker, a.k.a. Reverend Curtis Blow, like he said, kids are very excited about these things, and these are things that we can get to occupy their minds, positive things. And at the same time, I love it, Curtis Blow. I love the fact that it's educational. It has educational components to it as well.
Yes, these kids, you know, they are doing everything online, and when they're playing their video games, I don't know if you know, but like Call of Duty, that game, you know, the one with the guns and all that violence, you're a soldier, but they have teams, so you can play online with several teams. You can have 12 people on your team, and you're playing against another 12 people around the world. And so these kids are communicating with each other. They have headphones and speakers and microphones attached to the headphones where they can talk to each other. And in between the games, they can also search the game itself has educational programs to it. They're like, you can learn how to beat a level. You can learn how, they call them cheat sheets. You can learn how to get special powers. And you can also watch entertainment on your video game.
Great.
You know, like TV shows. And that's what they do with Microsoft and that game, Minecraft. A very popular game for kids to build and learn how to geography, and it's incredible. But in between the game, you can communicate with the kid and teach him while he is loading up the game, while he's, you know, taking a break in between levels. He can watch a program and educationists and academics and codex and STEM programs and all that. It's the most incredible new world. 892 million kids are down with this thing.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
the future.
Yeah,
we can end the violence with gaming.
Wow, great. And we're going to bring Ronald Lee in here as well, and he can add to the conversation.
Yes, good evening. This is Reverend Williams. This is great. You know, that's a great idea. And I'm looking forward to support it at one time, sometime soon, and see how this can be moved throughout. I know it's throughout the world, but right now through the five boroughs in New York City, it is something. One other thing that we have a problem with, in even in the 60s and 70s, well, back then I think it was a little different. We had get the parents involved, you know, all right, those who can be, you know, involved. At this time, at this stage, in this era, you know, the parents need the same type of involvement themselves with their children, because then some of them are older than, you know, is a decade older, a decade and a half older than their children, you know, and I believe if that part is looked at as well, you know, to entice a family to get involved, you know, as little as it is at this time, and that's sad to say. That's even sad to think. You know, that would be great. You know, as I can, I would be behind that, and I'm sure Ethiopian World Federation is moving that same direction as we move along. You know, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing, and thank you for bringing it forward.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing that, my brother. Yes, indeed.
We're going to open up 203-524. Your mic is open. 203-524. Your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself.
Sorry about that. I was on the mute, gentlemen. Don't have much to say. I just wanted to congratulate the, you know, everyone that's on this call and everyone else that's making their contributions. And I really feel that the positive energy that everyone is putting forth here, you know what I mean, will give great results, you know, all due to the blessings of our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my brother. And you definitely are right about that, because our Savior is here to save and can really improve the situations that we see right now. All we have to do is believe it, and we will receive it. Yes, indeed.
Great, great. Thank you so much. 631-358. 631-358. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is, man, this is very exciting. I'm glad you invited me to this broadcast. The information I'm hearing, and the brother was dropping these nuggets. And, I mean, that's very informative, because that's exactly what we need. We got to stay in faith. We have to, you know, we can't quit. This is right now, we're too far to the head of the game, you know, for us to, you know, to give up, because there's so much things what we need to be doing, and we have to stay in prayer, because today with things the way things are today. Like the, you know, prayer helps. You know, you have to stay in faith. You know, and I'm excited of what the brother, what everybody's doing, actually, you know, contributing, you know, and speaking, because, you know, it's great. I'm so excited because you guys, everybody's coming together and seeing, you know, so this is something is needed, you know, and by us coming to united, you know, uniting together like this, definitely we have a lot, you know, to offer, you know. I'm glad we, you know, because so we, it's up to us to really to step, you know, to do what we need to do to really to change things. You know, nobody else ain't going to do it for us but us, you know. And so I'm happy about that, you know, just to hear what everybody's doing, you know, everybody's doing their shares and things like that. So the more we put the word out, you know, the more people will get on and see the positive of what we're doing, you know. And so definitely it's a great thing what we're doing.
Well, thank you, brother, absolutely, for sharing that. So that is definitely online with what we're talking about. And, you know, as we come together more and more in spiritual unity, we're going to be able to really bring about some serious blessings for our community. I really do believe that. You know, we just need to believe and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the ability to do these things. And like I said earlier, Jesus and Lord Jehovah was no joke. They were definitely telling us that we have the ability to do these things. But the bottom line is we've been told just the opposite. So what we need to do is bring our minds out of that seeing ourselves in that limited category of not being able to achieve, and now start to see and believe that these are things that we can achieve through the power and through the supreme ability of God in Christ. And we'll start to see everything working out nice. Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, we'll open up 646-387. 646-387, your mic is open. You might have to unmute yourself. 646-387. Your mic is open. Okay, I believe he or she is a good listener. They're listening in, and we're going towards the other side of the hour of the time frame, and so we'll proceed with some service announcements and some commercials as well to help people get in. Oh, matter of fact, the man is here himself. Dr. James W. Winborn, Neo Nation, doing 1 million acts of kindness across the country, developing self-reparations for economic development in our community, bringing us together on these radio programs. I've developed the opportunity for all of us to come on together 7 days a week with unity programming and economic development for the black community. And so we're going to give him a nice hand, and we're going to bring him on and give him some words to say. And y'all know how the technology goes, but Wow. Well, you know how y'all know how it goes. Y'all know the technology is what it is. It's quite the thing here. And we have Jesus to play technology. Dr. Winborn, you're there, and God is
here.
Sir. And Dr. Ben Benjamin, you're so spiritually connected, you call Jesus and you call the people. I want to thank you, Dr. Ben. Thank you. Thank you. I never doubted Dr. Ben. I always knew he was a man of God. And now thank you, Jesus. I'm so appreciative, Dr. Ben, of your skill. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Wimborne, for coming on board. And I know you have something positive to share with us so that our folks can hear what you got to say. So go ahead, my brother, and make your way.
I mean, listen, I'm just always excited when I get a chance to call into the programs every night and check up on and see how things are coming along and see if I can give a word of encouragement. It's just so good to call in and see things are active, and I see that the studio is lit up. There's a bunch of people in the queue trying to get through. So I'm just happy to be here for my experiencing spiritual unity with Dr. Benyamin and Dr. Robinson and all that's been happening, and all of you that have called in. God bless you. Thank you for your support. And we just want to say, you know, keep us in mind as we're building and becoming along. You know that I'm working real hard with the Ethiopian World Federation these days, trying to bring everything together for the black people of the world. We want to encourage you to go by and check out the Federation and see what's going on also, as well as everything else that we're doing with the programs and with NEO. And just look and see if these opportunities are something that we can all take advantage of. But in the meantime, we're here now with experiencing spiritual unity, and we're happy for what we see, and we're going to keep on trying to have those experiences. That's it. God bless. And I'm sitting back. I'll turn the mic back over to the host, and I'm enjoying the program.
Just want to make a note, too, because, you know, our brother, Reverend Curtis Walker, a.k.a. Curtis Blow, one of the official developers of the hip-hop community and the music, and he's on with us, and he's been bringing on some jewels and some very important information. And I know you always like to give a good word to him, too, as he's on with us as well.
I'm just coming down to Reverend Blow. How are you, sir? Good to have you back, to be back on the show. We always encourage you when we have people of your stature come by and give words of a blessing and, you know, those words of encouragement. Thank you. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Indeed. God
Praise
bless.
God.
God bless.
And to God be the glory.
Indeed. To God be the glory. Whatever we do in word or in deed, we do it to the glory of God. And so we're just happy that the work is going on and that the word is being spread and that people are engaged. And I remember the last time you were with us. It's been some time now, but it's always a pleasure we was able to talk about it for a little while. We're doing a bunch of other things, man. We would love to have you involved. I know you're busy. I know you're traveling the world. I know you're trying to pastor and keep a congregation together. So anytime that you're able to break out of your busy schedule and come and bless us with your presence, it is always a blessing for us. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, and that's
yes, indeed. Still here and ready to keep things moving in motion as we keep coming together in unity, because the bottom line is, as I've said before, as we come together strongly in unity, spiritual unity, we're going to be able to really be a great blessing to our community. And the thing about it is, all we need to do is come together with folks that are harmoniously in alignment and oneness with God and Christ. And being that that's going to be the case, we're going to be able to really make things work out nice. And I know that can happen. It's not a joke, but this is something that we can definitely do. And thank you, brothers, for coming on board, because as we come together once again, we're going to really be able to make some great and wonderful things come about.
Great, great. And as we go to the other side of the hour, we're going to have some service announcements as well, and we're going to have some pay some bills and go to some commercials. But we'd like to start with the understanding of what's going on in economics in America right now,
We know that when Biden got in there, there was some discourse with African American or black farmers in the South. There was some subsidies given to the farmers because everybody was hit hard during COVID, COVID-19, the pandemic, the coronavirus, and now we got a variant. And these farmers were hit hard. All farmers were hit hard. And there was a subsidy that was given out, 30% of subsidies to the farmers to help them to continue their farming and help them with the equipment and you know, whatever they lost. Black farmers got no money under Trump, got no money. And so one of the promises when Biden went to South Carolina and they got that endorsement from Clyburn and you know, it was reinvigorated his campaign, that he would make sure that a percentage of funds this administration would make sure that the black farmers get some level of subsidies. Well, people, unfortunately, he concluded, I don't know whether, well, whatever it is, he could not continue to support the black farmers because they would have to set aside a special provision of funds for them because they have gotten nothing. Well, here we are once again, new administration, and once again neglected black farmers. If you think the black farmers are not necessary, they are. Black farmers, from when I was in a movement with them, and the brother Samson there, who's one of the original ministers with Dr. King, were putting together a farming methodology where they would send organic foods to poor areas for free and very low cost to make sure that black communities in the North, in the East, in the West would get from the South organic vegetables and fruits. The black farmers wanted to do this, and they wanted to make sure they got the brothers and sisters who are homeless, who had no food, to make sure they get good food, because if you've ever heard the term food deserts in the inner cities, that means there are no organic food, there are no healthy foods, everything is chemical-based, everything is large corn syrup, and sugar and you know, all kinds of things that not good nourishment for the body nor for our children. So the black farmers were getting together to do organic foods, get them to the inner cities, to the North, to the West, and to the East, so that our people could have organic vegetables and fruits and have organic and healthy meals. This is the importance of the black farmers. They are concerned that there are food deserts in the West, in the North, and in the East. They are concerned about what's going on academically in not teaching agriculture no more. We're not teaching agriculture. Mm-hmm. Our kids are not getting prepared for society as it's structured now with high technology. So here comes $2.3 trillion that's going to be developed for technology and solar energy. They're going to take the farms and they're going to use the solar energy and this technology in farming, and the farmers will get big, large monies of subsidies to develop this technology. We do not want black farmers to not be offered this opportunity. So we are asking everyone. Another thing I want to say too, for clarity, not only are they going to subsidize the farms, they're going to give kids 2-year, 4-year, 6-year degrees, free rein, free grant money, no tuition, no loans, if they study this particular technology, which is solar energy, free energy, clean energy, clear energy, okay? They're going to start teaching this in the universities and the colleges. They're going to have a associate degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and even up to a PhD, graduate school level. The kids can go full rein without having any debt when they come out of this teaching. We want to make sure the historical black colleges and universities, the HBCUs, want to make sure they get the same opportunity. We don't want this opportunity, people, to pass our community. It's a great economic development opportunity for the poor and economically deprived areas. where we can get more infrastructure money to develop our communities, to open up parks for our children, and like Dr. Ben's pet peeve, to have more community centers where kids can play and have places to go for after-school programs and even academic assistance as they need it. So please go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com. There is a petition to sign so that we can submit the petition to the Biden and Harris administration, letting them know we do not want the black community to be neglected a tenth time in these administrations. So we want to make sure that every person, black, white, whatever your color is, if you're a person of righteousness and you're a person of consciousness and you want to see the right thing to be done by everyone, then go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com, Positive Change, PC.com. Brother Ronald Pathia has 35 years of experience in clean solar developmental energy. There are Blacks in Solar, the organization called Blacks in Solar Energy. They've been developing opportunities for our people. They've been canvassing and they've been fighting and they've been lobbying Congress and the Senate to make sure that this new solar energy is explored in the black community. When you go to positivechangepc.com, if you don't understand solar energy, if you don't know what it's about, if you don't know how it affects the growth of organic foods and fruits and vegetables, if you don't understand all that, when you get through with that site and you get through reading, you would understand what solar energy is and what it means to America and the world the coming next 10, 15, 20 years, and how it's going to make a tremendous change in how you drive your car and how you shop at your supermarkets and how you live in your homes. We got to bring the black community up to this level, and I'm going to stress it again. I know I'm like I'm beating a dead horse, but here it goes again. You got to go to Positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com. Go read about solar energy. Read about the history of solar energy. It's been around for 35 years, y'all. It ain't nothing new. And they've been putting money into the white areas, into the farming and development. They've been experiencing that opportunity. The black community has been neglected, unfortunately, by all administrations. So I'm telling us we have to go and participate. You can't sit back and look and say, "Oh God, look what they're doing! Look what they're doing!" If you're not the, like the Bible said, if you're not in the, if you're not part of the change, then you're just part of the problem. If you're not part of the solution, so I'm saying we can't just sit around and complain, and we're not doing anything to make a change. So please, sir and ma'am, go to positivechangepc.com. Support. Let the Biden administration know they got to give this development, this technology, they have to give this opportunity back to the black community. We deserve it like everyone else, and so please support that. If you have any further information, you can always reach me, 914-363-9007. If you want to email me, you can email me at Rev, R-E-V-R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to direct you to the sources, give you numbers of people you can call, and how we can support this opportunity going forward. Also, people, I want you also to know that we have reparations, self-developed, self-financed, by the man himself that you heard just a while ago, Dr. James W. Winborn, at the Neo Nation. And you can go to my project, my MY project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, Neo, N-E-O, .org, MYPROJECT, Neo, N-E-O, .org, myprojectneo.org, and support. You go in there, You pick a reparations program level from $8, $10, $15, $100, $1,000, $25,000. You know, Dr. Ben said he's waiting for the $1 million one, so we had to get one for him. But you go there, you pick a level where you're interested in coming in to the program. We do have opportunities for you to get funding, financial funding for us, for your small business, your mom and pop shop, your little community business, from anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000. When you join the reparations program and you go on to the site and there's an application there you can fill out to request a loan for your small business from $50,000 to $250,000. It would be liberal terms. It would be very minimum interest rate, and we want to support the community. We want to make sure that your businesses can strive in the community, and that we know the small businesses offer jobs to the community, and we're very, very excited about what's going on now, and we want that to happen. So we want you, sir, you, ma'am, to participate. Once again, MY Project, PROJECT, NEO, NEO, .org, O-R-G. Fill out the reparations program. Join it. Get your, if you have a business, you're looking for funding as well, get your business blacklisted. Two things happens there. Number one, the black community get to know where you're located, and they go support your businesses and purchase from your business. Number two, you get the opportunity to go to the Black Shark Tank, which is supported by the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And I'm also going to plug a word in for the Black Business Network Club. We want you to join the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and that's what it is. It's a network of businesses across the country that work together for economic stability for the businesses as well as economic development for our communities. So we're looking to bring the private, the public, and the political all together. And so we want you, sir, you, ma'am, to please participate in the programming as we go forward. And like once again I said, you can reach me at my email, R like Robert, E like Eddie, V like Victor, R like Run, O like Only, N like Nancy, the number 11 at gmail.com. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. And as we go forth again, we have more listeners coming in on the queue. So we're going to open up 617-438. You're on with Dr. Ben.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Dr. Ben. This is Frank Hines. How you doing, brother?
Hey, there we go, my brother. How you doing there?
Pretty good, really good. I'm just enjoying your session here. I came on a little bit late, and I wanted to. I had a couple of calls earlier, but I enjoyed what you had to share about the community and how we need to help out our communities rid itself of drugs and violence and killings. And I really believe that because of things that you're doing and the efforts that you're making, that it would ensure that people will be able to rise above that challenge. And it's a challenge in our community. Also, as an entrepreneur, I'm also interested in helping out the community from an economic standpoint. And I know we've talked several times about you starting a community center where we're able to teach against drugs and against violence. And I was going to be able to teach about the need for prosperity within our community through finances. And right now, one of the major things that's on the headlines and the forefront of many newspapers and television is cryptocurrency. And I really believe that cryptocurrency can be a vital part in rehabilitating our communities because, as we all know, we many times are last on the totem pole when it comes to finances. And we lag behind our other counterparts. And I believe that that's one of the reasons why so many turn to drugs, turn to violence, because they're participating in gangs, and these gangs are controlling territories which distribute these drugs. And so many of our youth are getting caught up in that because they don't have the kind of funds necessary to say no. And they see this fast money, and they see the fast cars, and they see these guys, and they idolize them. And instead of them taking the real way to support themselves, they take shortcuts. And that shortcuts is doing the violence and doing the gangs and selling the drugs to get that fast money. And I think that that's another major part of why so many of our neighborhood hearts are struggling with keeping themselves on the straight and narrow. So I just want to share that in what you've been sharing with us tonight.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, my brother, for coming forth with that information, which is very true. These are things that we definitely need to do, because bottom line is we just can't leave our children out there on the streets with no positive, you know, opportunity or options for them to get involved with, because the negativity that's hanging out on the street is, as one of the brothers said, you know, it's just the devil's opportunity to get our children caught up into a lot of negative things that will bring them down and out. But when we come forth with community centers and other positive programs, you know, like the brother was saying about, you know, the video program and other programs that can really, you know, keep our children thinking on a positive wavelength and trying to do positive things, that's what's going to bring about the positive change we need to see. Because when you don't have anything to offer them, that's when the negativity steps in and starts to grasp them with the devil's mind of thinking. And then they get caught up into wanting to kill each other. They get caught up into hating each other and all that other crazy stuff. But we can turn that around. We just need to come together in financial unity, in spiritual unity, and really start to utilize the funds and utilize our spiritual ability to really be a blessing to our youth that are definitely in need. And also, not only our youth, but even our adults, because we find many of our adults are stuck in the gutter of poverty and struggling and having serious financial problems as well. And that's why some of them are very frustrated and angry with the life that they're in. And we can also give them a new beginning so that they can have positive things for them as well. So we want to have these programs that will help our youth and help our adults so that they can really, really improve their lives. But one of the things that we're looking at right now is to get ready to start off with the prayer, and then we're going to go into the meditation shortly thereafter. So thank you all for coming on board with us, because as we come together in spiritual unity, I am certain that we will be a blessing for our community. So if each of you could find a comfortable seating position so that you could sit down and let us get ready to focus on doing the prayer and doing the meditation, that will really be great. And my brother here will do the prayer right now, Brother Ron, and we'll see what we can do from there.
Let us all bring our hearts and mind unto the Father, the Creator, as we go into a session of this spiritual unity, spiritual feelings, just connecting with the Creator, just having our body and our soul commence unto Him. And we asking Him for the blessings as we go forward. We asking Him for the unification of our spirit, our mind, as we meditate on Him and those things that are good, that are lovely, that are beautiful, that are kind, that are sweet, that are nice, that are considerate, the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of our Lord Savior. Let us all pray. Let us all go into meditation.
Yes, indeed. Let us right now start to once again find that comfortable sitting position, and let us close our eyes for a moment, because in order to do the visualization of what our goals and dreams are at this time, we're going within, where the Holy Spirit, where Christ and God abide within us. And we're focusing on utilizing their awesome, supernatural, and amazing power to assist us in what we're about to do. So let us close our eyes for a moment and know that we're tapping in to the awesome and amazing and spiritual power of God in Christ, And as we use their power to work in harmony with us to overcome the many problems that we have on the table right now, like I said before, we've done this in the past and we've had some great and wonderful results. So I know we can get them again. And even with the awards that we received recently, you know, for getting things started again, I'm very thankful to the Lord for allowing us to receive those awards. And I just want to say that we're on our way to a brighter day. So right now, let us do this. We're going to start off with three deep breaths. And as we do these three deep breaths, it will raise our consciousness. So as we go into the meditation, we'll be on a higher state of consciousness and mind frequency. So as we do our visualization and meditation, we'll be able to truly see a lot of positive results come about for you and me. So let us start off with our first breath. Breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and total relaxation. And breathe out. All stress, anxiety, and tension, let it go, let it go, let it go. Next breath, breathe in deep. The awesome and amazing, true power of God that dwells within us. Let us all press a button within our heart and start to feel the activation of that power being released, so that we can utilize it to really start to see a lot of the things that we want to bring about. As I said before, all we have to do is see it, believe it, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all these great and awesome and amazing things that we want to do can now come about. And let us release from that breath all the fear and doubt and negative thoughts that we hold on to at different times. Let us release it and let it go, and let the power of God start to flow from the crown of our head through our hearts and to the bottom of our feet. Every single cell within our being is now empowered, is now feeling the surge of God's energy, awesome and amazing power that can be utilized to truly bring about positive and wonderful change. All we have to do is be in a positive state of mind in our brain and in our heart. And these positive and wonderful results will come about without a doubt. Last breath. Let us breathe in the awesome and amazing reality of our true identity. Because once we know, as Jesus has said, that we are truly sons and daughters of God that have the ability to bring things about without a doubt. And Jesus said something that almost fell out my chair when he said it. The things I do, you can do, and even more than me, even more. And I know for a lot of people that's hard to believe, but guess what? It can and will happen, but we must raise our consciousness to higher heights. So right now, let us see a bright light above our head, and that light is the light of confidence and knowingness and total faith in the power of God and Christ. So let us see that light entering into our mind, filling every single cell in our mind, and giving us the confidence and the knowingness to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all our goals and dreams will truly come about. It's not even a maybe, a if, or a might. It's a real, real deal that we can bring about. There's no question to it. And right now, once again, We will release all fear, negative thoughts, and doubts. Let them all go. And let the positive light of knowingness, confidence, and faith in God and Christ start to glow and shine within our minds and hearts, filling our hearts and minds with total faith and knowledge and knowing that this has already been done. It's not even a question of can it be done. It's already been done. Through the grace, mercy, and love of God, we are seeing a great new reality, and that is going to be a blessing on our community to know that the negativity that has affected our youth, that it has even affected our adults, has been cleansed away through the divine light of God and Christ. And through that divine light of God and Christ, it is entering into their minds and entering into all of our minds and hearts, allowing us to see a brand new start. No longer caught up in the negativity of the past, letting go of all that negativity and knowing that it can no longer last, because the divine love of God and Christ has cleansed it all away and has totally erased that negativity that has held us down and back in the past. But now it can no longer last, because we are now being set free to live in a new reality. We are now being set free to live in a new reality. We are now being set free to live in a new reality. And that new reality is being able to have our children no longer caught up in the negative demonic mindset of the devil, but now allowing the divine love of God and Christ to fill their minds and hearts and to erase all that negativity that was there, causing them to hate, causing them to want to destroy and kill each other, and let all of that negativity no longer exist. See it now totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God and Christ, setting them all free from all that former negativity. Now we will start to see great and wonderful results with no more murder and killing. They will be able to have an opportunity to have a brand new start, because our children's lives do matter. Even though amongst our people there are those that don't believe this, but our children's lives do matter. And we, in reaching out to help them and being a blessing to them, is very important, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that in saving their lives, it's something that they're worthy of receiving. All we have to do is make sure we keep believing in the power of God and Christ, and that power can truly, totally erase all the negativity that was placed in their minds and hearts. And now they can see things from a whole nother state of mind, with the divine love of God cleansing and the divine love of Christ cleansing their minds and hearts, setting them free to live within a new reality. And in regards to dealing with adults as well, for many of them are caught up into the negativity of wanting to hate and kill and destroy as well. So now let us envision the powerful, powerful light of God's divine love and Christ's divine love going into their minds and going into their hearts, purifying their minds and hearts and cleansing and erasing all that negativity of the past and setting them free as well to live within a new reality, to live within a blessing, not a negative situation that has held them down and out in the past. Now they have been set free to live that new reality. And we see our adults, whether they're young adults or whether they're elder adults, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is they are now in another state of mind, no longer caught up in the devil's state of mind, but caught up in the bright light of God's successful light of a new reality, bringing them to a new ability to rise up out of poverty, to rise up out of hatred and anger, to rise up out of all negativity, and to now live in a positive, prosperous, and happy and joyful life that will bless their family and themselves and our community. So in us coming together in spiritual unity, we can now be a true, true blessing to our community. Let us stay focused on knowing that our ability to truly set our people free has now become a new reality. God in Christ's supernatural and amazing and spectacular power is here for us tonight, and we will see some great, awesome, and amazing results that will help our people bring about positive change, and all that negativity will no longer remain. And I give thanks unto God, knowing that this can come about. I give thanks unto Jesus for reaching out to be a blessing to us, to allow us to see that we have truly been set free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, because our time has come where this new reality has now begun. Let us all see it. Let us all know it beyond a shadow of a doubt that our victory has been won and has truly come about. Let us all see that it has been done. Let us know that it has been done and that our victory has been won. Let us see it, that it has been done. Let us know that it has already been done and that our victory has been won. Let us see it already done. Let us know it, that it has already been done and that our victory has truly, truly been won. Let us just vibe on that for a moment and seeing our community in a whole nother state of mind where the negativity of the past, like poverty, can no longer last, like hatred and anger and the desire to kill each other has been totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God in Christ, and all that negativity has been totally cleansed from the minds of our people. And now we are seeing a brand new reality come about. And know for a surety that this is something that we will definitely be able to enjoy and to experience. So again, let us just vibe on this for a moment. Visualize your community in a whole nother state of mind. Visualize our youth and adults being blessed and being set free so that we can live in an awesome and amazing new reality. Let us see it, let us believe it, and let us know it has already been done and our victory has been won. So let's vibe on this for a few minutes. All right, great, awesome, and amazing. Feeling this great, awesome, wonderful power flowing through our minds and hearts and seeing everything come about with a brand new start. The last part of our meditation, which I want us to focus on right now, is knowing that we have the ability to be magnets for wealth. Through the awesome and amazing power of God, we are calling now upon the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and great abundance to come into our lives. And as we see this awesome and amazing power, we are all visualizing it going out to the four corners of the universe. And as it goes out to the four corners of the universe, this bright green light that is leaving through our hearts and going out into the four corners of the universe. And as it goes out to the four corners of the universe, it is magnetically drawing to it great opportunities, great people that can assist us and help us out, and it's bringing to us huge amounts of money and cash, gold and diamonds and silver and many great things that are worth great abundance, great prosperity. Let us see it beyond the shadow of a doubt that this magnetic power will truly draw back unto us millions and billions and even trillions of dollars so that we can utilize it to help our people and to help the people that are really down and out. Not only should we just help our community, but let us help the world community as well. And let a new reality come about without a doubt, where the whole human race can now have a joyful and happy and positive life to live, filled with good health and good wealth, filled with positive things, where we are all living in harmony. No longer different walls of hatred because of your race, because of your religion, because of the color of your skin, or because of the country that you're from. All of that negativity now has been totally erased, and now we shall live in a world of peace, joy, love, and happiness for the human race and everything. Will be wonderful for us to see this great and awesome new reality. Not only will our community be blessed, but all the communities in the human race will now start to see another serious, wonderful, and amazing reality to come about. And all I could say is that light of green light that went out to the four corners of the universe, now see it coming back to us, drawing to us millions and billions of dollars and trillions of dollars. Now see it bringing to us great opportunities so that we can help our people. Now see certain individuals that have great opportunity to help us. Let us see those individuals come into our lives as well, bringing with us great and wonderful opportunities to be a blessing to ourselves and to our communities. Let us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this, through the awesome and amazing magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and great abundance, is now being drawn into our lives. And let us see it, for this is no jive. This is very real, and we are now being blessed by God in Christ to receive a awesome and amazing new reality of great wealth and abundance in our lives. And know for a surety, this is no jive. We have the ability and the power through God's grace, love, and mercy, and through his magnetic ability to draw into our lives huge, great, and abundant amounts of wealth, prosperity, and abundance for sure. It is coming into each of our lives, and we are utilizing it not only for ourselves, but we are also utilizing these funds in unity to be a blessing to our community, giving back a good portion of it to help our people so we can have community centers, so that we can have people coming out of poverty, starvation, living out on the streets without any place to live in a homeless situation, people that are really suffering and down and out. All of that negativity shall no longer come about, for we shall have the money, the prosperity, and the wealth to reach out and help their lives, to end all the suffering that was causing them to be down and out in the past, and now they have been set free to experience once again a great and awesome new reality, giving thanks to God for his divine love, grace, and mercy, and knowing that this has already been done and our victory has been won. Again, this has already been done and our victory has been won. This has already been done and our victory has been won. Having confidence and knowing this and full faith in the power of God and Jesus the Christ, and to know that we have now been set free to live within an awesome and amazing and wonderful new reality. Thank you once again for all of you that are on the line with us, and thank you to all of you that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this will truly come about. Thank you very, very much. Yes, indeed. We are on our way to a brighter day, and let us know for a surety a new reality is here for us today to help ourselves and to help our people and our families and to help even the world community bring about world peace, good health and good wealth for everyone in the human race. And all the negativity of the past should now be totally erased. So thank you all for coming on board, and let us move forward once again with my brother and some of the things that he would like to share. And all I can say is we are on our way to a brighter day.
Thank the Heavenly Father and the Creator for the powerful words of our brother and his spiritual power and his connection with the resources of the of our divine heritage and the spirit of our Creator. Dr. Ben, we want to thank him for all that he has done in his hard work and how he uses his spirit, his God-given talent and power and ability to bring us together. And we want to remind you that tomorrow night, 7 p.m., we'll be on with the Yitian World Federation Incorporated, the Women's Auxiliary, Sister Sadie Gomez. And we want to remind you to come on to the show as well. And then we remind you Monday we with the most fabulous and most informative Queen Amina, Black Alice in Wonderland, and she's going to talk about the coronavirus and ways and means to naturally keep yourself protected in your immune system, and how to continue a political movement so that we can have homeopathic and alternative medicine to that vintage. Then on Tuesday, we're back with the young lady herself, the guru of real estate, Mrs. Tiki Williams. And it's all about real estate, and she's going to tell you how to get a home, where to get a home, how to get credit, and what credit's all about, and how to be your credit, and how to continue success in real estate. Then on Wednesday, we're going to be encouraged with the mentor herself, the coach, Reverend Morale P. Brown, and she's going to come on, and she's going to talk about uplifting yourself and taking yourself into another strength, and how to keep positiveness with our children and our family, between husband and wives and relationships, and how to keep family strong. And then on Thursday, we're going to be with the man himself, Minister Jaquan Diaz, and he's going to talk about the youth, moving them forward spiritually, continually supporting them, putting programs together for them, and developing opportunities of employment, training programs, and also educational opportunities as well. And then on Friday night, you're back with me, the Sharecropper Son from South Carolina, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And we're talking about coming together and bringing our resources together, our businesses, our talent, our product and services, and distributing this information to our Black community under the MyProjectNeo.org program, the reparations program, where businesses get blacklisted and get on a list where we can distribute across the country, where people can find Black businesses that are supportive of the community. And we want to support those businesses that support the community. We want to continue economic development and growth in those communities as well. And then once again, we're back here Saturday night, 7 to 9, with Dr. Benjamin, and we're going to continue spiritual unity, peace and love and happiness and harmonious community in meditation. With him on Saturday night, 7 to 9. And so we really, really honor you, sir, ma'am, for coming on tonight. And, you know, we want to continue the good work. We're going to continue doing, community services. I told people said, you know, Ron, when you join something, you have a alternative motive. There's a reason why you join things. And my alternative motive is children. I love children. I think children don't come here with a diagram or some kind of programming where they can pick and choose or build what kind of mother they want, what kind of father they want, what kind of society they want. Children are beautiful and loving and kind and sweet. And, they get all contaminated and corrupted in a society that we created for them. And so children are so precious and so beautiful. And so my alternative motive is be here for the children, create an environment like Dr. Ben is trying to do that, which is a nourishing environment, which is a spiritually uplifting environment, which is an environment of love and encouragement and, help one another, you know, each one teach one, reach one. And so as we continue here on spiritual unity and meditation, we just want to continue to do the work. We want to continue to come together. See, once we come together in spiritual unity and meditation, once we come together in the prayers, the Bible says, you know, where two or three gather in his name, the Creator, he's there to bless us and own up to the blessings in which we request. And so it's so important that we come together in unity and we come together one-minded, one spirit, one understanding. So we want to continue this work. We want to continue this awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity to come together and to keep this motivation going. I am so excited about this. I'm excited about all the people who come on with good programs and good opportunities. brothers and sisters that are like-minded, that got good intentions, that have good feelings, you know, to be protected by the Creator and the angels that compass around us, by being blessed as we go, blessed as we come. It is just a wonderful, wonderful experience, brothers and sisters, and we all expect a miracle this coming Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We expect a miracle in your life. Expect, you know, walk around with the great expectations that you just participated in something great. You just participated in something uplifting. You should feel more peace in your mind, more peace in your heart. You should feel more spiritual strength. You should walk around with great intentions and great desires to be something above and beyond what society have written you off or written you on. And, you know, you should have this whole new spiritual person. You know, as you go come to these sessions of spirituality and meditation, you know, let it change your heart. Let it change your mind. Let it take you into a new dimension. Let it make you a different person. You know, let it make you be the man and the woman that God created us to be, living in the light that God wants us to live in, and live those things which are beautiful and fine. You know, God said, "I would that you prosper." He wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to be, you know, not struggling, not impoverished, not begging. The Bible says, "You never see the righteous forsaken or begging for bread." God is not a part of poverty. He did not orchestrate poverty. He said, even confusion is, I'm not in confusion. If you got confusion, God said, don't look for me because you're not going to find me there. And so peace and understanding and unity and love and togetherness is where you find God. And we asking you to continue with that spirit. We asking you to take not only this spiritual session right here and this meditation just for this night, but take it on with your work, with your church tomorrow. When you go to church, synagogue, or you go to the mosque, or, you know, which I know today you go to the mosque and today you go to synagogue, but just take it with you wherever you go. Take it back to your school on Monday. Take it back to your relationships, whether it's your boyfriend, girlfriend, children, wife, husband, you know, mother, son, father, nieces, nephews, next door neighbors, co-workers. Take this spirit with you at work. Maybe somebody's have been harassing you or somebody's stressing you out. Take this with you and let it rejuvenate your spirit, that you do not have to feel intimidated by those who have bad intentions for you. God is protecting you. You are a source of a great spiritual power. And you need not worry. You need not fear. Fear not, say ye, our Creator. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power and give us a spirit of love and give us a spirit to go forth. So spread the good news. Spread the good way. People, they said they shall know you by what? By you keep telling them you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you're a Jew, you know, you're a Rasta, you're a Hindi, you're a Buddhist. No, the Bible said they will know you by your works. That means they will know you by what you do. And people will mimic what you do more or less than what you say. Talk is cheap, but action is power. So be an action person, not a talk. Be an action person. Let your light so shine, the Bible say, so the world can see your good work, your good labor. And my grandmother used to say, if I can help one person, well, one somebody in South Carolina, you know, that means one person, one somebody, then my life have not been in vain. That means if you can help one person out of poverty, out of drugs, out of alcoholism, out of homelessness, out of anger, stress, going to jail, being incarcerated, being suspended from school, being denied that which is of God, being antisocial, being in tough conditions, if you can help one somebody, then your life have not been in vain. Your life has been worth it, and God will bless you and bless you and bless you. So my brother, my sister, I am going to leave you with the great words of the man himself. One song that I think is so inspirational, and I think it's so beautiful, and I think it's been put together so well, and he has this brother here. I mean, it's like everything he's saying has a beautiful, beautiful connection to it. And that's the man himself, Pastor Hezekiah Walker. And he's saying to us, it has to get better. It's got to get better. It's going to get better. It is better because why? God is in control. And that's what we're talking about today in spiritual unity. When God is in control, everything is better. And so we leave you with this, my brother, my sister.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been?
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
better.